great. The boys' first night in their new beds, golden footage.
Yeah, I could see it now. Nikki and Alec Kasopoulos are the young and the tired. All right, here we go. Lights, camera, cuteness. Cuteness. Either they're gone or I left the lens cap on.
Both. Jess. Come to the covers.
Two biggest pet bugs I ever saw.
We found them.
Hey!
Hi, Big Daddy.
Oh, don't Big Daddy me. Don't Big Daddy me.
You're supposed to be in your own bed.
That's right. You guys go in your own bed.
No big bed.
No big bed. You go in your bed. Hey, no, I'm not kidding. Get out of there. All right, Beck, cover me. I'm going in.
All right.
Look out!
I'll head off the pass.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, there's a face of somebody who needs you. Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone, life is waiting.
Goodbye, Danielle.
Goodbye, Michelle.
I can't believe camp is over tomorrow. Thanks for teaching me how to power spit.
Goodbye, Denise. I'm gonna miss you so much.
Put a little right down the block.
I know. But now I can't scratch each other's mosquito bites.
Michelle, have you said goodbye to all your chickadee bunkmates?
Not yet. There's still just one more. Goodbye, Gilbert. I'd write you every day, but you just eat the paper.
I know how you feel, kid. I made a few good friends myself this summer. David, Billy, Sean, Greg. Good thing I played hard to get.
Okay, girls, attention, attention. Lights out in 5 minutes. It's very important to get plenty of sleep last night at camp.
So we won't be tired tomorrow?
So us counselors can party tonight. All right. Speed it up, you little twerpsicles. Better get back to your cabin, Blondie. Isn't it past your bedtime, too?
You know, Kimmy, you could use a little beauty rest yourself. About a year should bring you up to a yuck.
Male counselor entering chickadee bunk.
Hi, Steve.
Hey.
DJ, your husband's here.
He's not my husband.
Not yet.
Ooh. Steve. It's the last night, and you promised to tell us that story about that maniac guy.
Well, I don't know, guys. It's pretty scary. You should probably all go to the bathroom first.
No!
Okay, all right, I'll tell it. It was a dark and stormy night. Old man Cropsy looked out the window and saw a bulldozer bearing down on his cabin. Oh, no! He ran down to stop it, but his foot got caught in a broken floorboard. The thunder was so loud, that nobody could hear Cropsy scream. That bulldozer buried him alive under a pile of rubble and mud. You know what they built right where Cropsy's cabin was? This camp. So now, whenever it rains, out of the slimy sludge it comes, just looking for scared little campers. Half man, half mud. Gee, I hope I didn't scare anybody.
Not me. I was just looking for a sock.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Jess, you look kind of tired. Rough night last night, huh?
Yeah.
Twins, they wouldn't sleep in their new bed, so they had to sleep with us. You ever spend the whole night with a toe in your ear?
Well, not someone else's.
How's the welcome home meal coming?
Oh, perfect. I made all the girls' favorites. They'll love it.
Oh, I miss those girls so much. I must have read Michelle's postcard 100 times. Dear family, I have to write this or I can't go to lunch. Love, Michelle. That munchkin. It's the first time I got through without crying.
What are you, a stone?
They're back!
Hey! Hey, you guys are...
All right, girls, tell us all about camp.
Oh, it was so great.
Best. We had the best summer. We did counselors and pride. We were going swimming and fishing and canoeing.
Maybe I'll just send for the transcripts.
Nikki, Alex, I made you guys a present in arts and crafts. Here's a line for Nikki, because that's his favorite animal. And a line for Alex. That's all they taught us how to make.
All right, you guys, what do you say to Michelle?
Go, go, go!
That is Lionese for thank you very much. All right, Beastie Boys, even kings of the jungle need a nap. So let's get you into those new beds.
Big bed.
No, not the big bed, your own bed.
No, big bed.
No?
Big bed.
Well, those new beds are a big hit.
Well, speaking of big hits, you girls better brace yourselves for the ultimate in homecoming celebrations.
And hold on to your knapsacks, because for lunch, I have made all your favorites.
You mean chip beef and bug juice?
We love that stuff.
Guys, Joey can't make that. That's camp food. Besides, no one can make it like Greasy Abe.
That's funny. I don't remember any Greasy Abe on the brochure.
What's important is we're all together and we're all having a great time. Right, Munchkin?
Uncle Jesse, could you please not call me Munchkin anymore?
What? I've called you Munchkin for years. You've been my Munchkin since day one.
Yeah, but everybody at camp calls me Trail Mix.
Trail Mix? It's cute. If you're a raisin.
What was that, Uncle Jesse?
Oh, I said it's amazing how cute that name actually is.
Would you guys excuse me? I've got to write a letter to David, Billy, Sean, and Greg.
Those sound suspiciously like boys' names.
By Jove, I think you've cracked the code, Governor.
Well, I have to go call Steve. This is the longest we've been apart all summer.
Wait a second, girls. This is the part where we're supposed to, you know, talk and rebond and say how much we missed each other.
Well, Dad, we missed you too, but can we do that bonding stuff later?
Yeah, I gotta go unpack and see if my clothes still smell like camp.
We love camp, look how
When I was a kid and I came back from Camp Meadowlark, I couldn't wait to be home. I was so happy. I kissed my parents. I kissed my bed. I kissed the floor.
Danny, it was a day camp.
Yeah, but it was a very long day.
Hey, Steph, do you have those plastic sandals I lent you?
No, but I know where they are.
Great, where are they?
At the bottom of the lake.
I told you they wouldn't fit.
It's not my fault you have big feet.
Well, you should warn them.
Why not?
Quiet!
You're scaring Gilbert.
Sorry, Michelle, we didn't mean to scare Gilbert? Floppy-eared, sniffle-nosed, carrot-breath Gilbert?
Yeesh, he's very sensitive about his breath.
Michelle, you were supposed to let him go up at camp.
I tried, but he didn't want to. It was his decision.
Oh, come on.
It's true. I asked him if he wanted to go back to the woods, and he went.
Yo, 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 laundry patrol. All right, I've been waiting for 3 weeks to attack these stubborn grass stains. Girls, I've missed you so much. We have so much catching up to do. All right, we've got your darks. We've got your lights. We've got a rabbit. Why are you holding a rabbit?
Because he likes to be held.
His name is Gilbert. He had a broken leg when we found him. But we nursed him back to health, and Michelle was supposed to set him free in the woods. Way to go, trail mix.
Male counselor entering chickadee bedroom.
Steve!
Hey, Steve.
Steve, sorry to break up the reunion, but you guys just got home. Don't you want to see your folks?
Oh, I saw them already. They look pretty much the same. Oh, hey, Gilbert, how's it twitching?
Michelle, honey, look, I'm sorry, but you know Gilbert can't stay here. He belongs with his friends.
But I am his friend.
No, you know what I mean. I mean his forest friends. You know, the ones with fur and four legs who breed indiscriminately? Honey, you know where he belongs, and it's not in a gym bag.
I know, Dad. Gilbert, you need to go home.
I'll run the little furball back up to camp.
Oh, I'll go with you. Me too.
Me three.
Wait a minute, you guys just got home.
Oh, come on, Dad, please. It's just an hour away.
Please, go, Dad.
Okay, you can go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is great. We were so bummed out about leaving camp, but now we can go back.
Let's move it.
See ya.
Bye. Okay, when you guys come back, we're going to have some real quality time together, okay? Welcome home, girls.
We're not here anymore.
Sure feels like we're here.
Fine, we're here. Let's just dump the bunny and split.
Guys, somebody's missing.
Gilbert chewed right through the box. Boy, isn't that just like a rabbit.
I never got to say goodbye.
Steve, we have a problem. Gilbert escaped.
Oh, Michelle, I'm really sorry, but I'm afraid we've got a bigger problem now. My car is stuck in a huge, slimy mud puddle.
Oh, no, he's out there.
Who's out there?
Hello, mud? Cropsy maniac, remember?
Michelle, that's just a story.
I hope Cropsy knows that.
Okay, come on now. Now, let's get the boys to S-L-E-E-P so we can get the H-E-C-K-O-U-T.
Okay, but FIRSTWESHOULD.
Hold on, let me get a crayon.
Honey, never mind. Let's just get on with it. I'm exhausted.
Me too. Okay, come on. Let's go to sleep now. We're gonna go to sleep in our race car beds, okay? And we're gonna race on to sleep.
Say goodnight, Daddy.
Night, Daddy.
Goodnight, Nikki.
Night.
Okay. Say goodnight, Mommy.
Goodnight, Mommy.
Say goodnight, Alex.
Goodnight, Agatha.
Very good. Now, here we go. We're going to sleep in our new beds.
Bad bed. Yucky bed.
No, 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 no. It's not a yucky bed. It's a nice bed. Comfy bed. Expensive bed.
Just let's face it. We're going to be sleeping like this for the rest of our lives.
Don't worry, Beck. They'll be out pretty soon. I'm fried myself.
Me too. Cropsy maniac. That's just a story that counselors tell kids to shut them up so they can go make out.
Oh.
Please be DJ, please be DJ, please be DJ. DJ! Poor little Michelle thought you were the Cropsy maniac.
Cute.
You can take your fingernails out of my arm now, Steph. Oh.
The light.
Okay, that's it. Where's my coat? Taxi?
Steph, don't worry. Steve's calling for help right now.
No, he's not.
Ah! Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I came in the back door. Look, a storm blew all the phone lines down.
What was that?
It was probably just the wind.
Just the wind? Just the wind? It's never just the wind!
Yeah, I think somebody's out there.
It's Cropsy!
I have an idea. Ready?
Yes, grab on.
Okay.
Don't worry, girls. I was on the wrestling team for 2 years. Three years would have been better.
Captured the wrong maniac.
Huh? Oh, hey, Joey, how's it going?
He fell in the mud.
Oxygen. Brain. Everything getting dark.
Oh, sorry.
Joey, you okay?
Mommy? I'm fine, Mommy.
Girls, you guys okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Dad. What are you doing here?
Well, I guess you know that you left something at home. Here you go, sweetheart.
Gilbert!
Hey, the power's back on. And look, the rain's letting up. Let's get out of here. Fast.
Why did we come back here?
I think you were thinking that this was a place that you loved. And then when you came back here, you realized that wasn't the same and you're kind of let down, huh? You know what it's like? It's like when you go to the movies, when the show's over. You know, the magic's all gone. All that's left is just a big empty room with a sticky floor.
So, this is it. Summer's really over.
Come on, Gilbert. Back to the forest. Time for you to go home.
Honey, it's time for all of us to go home. Come on, everybody. Okay, some more fresh s'mores hot out of the fire. Okay, careful, Michelle. Okay, they're still hot.
Ooh, these are hot.
Yeah, well, I bet Greasy Abe never made s'mores like these.
Okay, here we go. Drinks for everybody. Hi. Now, where the heck are those s'mores, huh? I think I just...
I can't resist.
What?
Oh, you know what we need now? Six spoons. That's...
Oh,
here, let me, you know what? You better do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I agree.
You know, we had fun at camp, but we really missed you guys.
You mean it? You're really happy to be home?
Of course we are. We didn't hurt your feelings talking about camp and all.
No.
We're really sorry.
Dad.
Don't hug back there, you know.
Hey.
It's nice to have you back, Trail Mix.
Uncle Jesse, if it's okay, could you call me Munchkin again?
Okay, Munchkin again.
Uncle Jesse.
I love you, Munchkin.
Okay, who wants something to drink?
I do.
Thank you.
Becky wants it.
Hey, calm it. Oh, quit it. There's a man under the heat pants. I'm not having a good day.